ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad? Dr. Henry Stoop, 1632-1676, classicist, polemicist, physician, and philosopher, in his book, An Account of the Rise and Progress of Mohammedanism, page 83, says the following about Imam Ali alayhi salam. He had a contempt of the world, its glory and pomp. He feared God much, gave many alms, was just in all his actions, humble and affable, of an exceeding quick wit, and of an ingenuity that was not common. He was exceedingly learned, not in those sciences that terminate in speculations, but those which extend to practice.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the great lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali is regarding charity, almsgiving, giving in the way of Allah. Now, at some point, Imam Ali's property, which was only 4 dirhams, or 4 coins on the whole, was given as charity by Imam Ali, meaning all he had was 4 coins, and he gave every single one of those coins in charity for the sake of God. He gave one by night, he gave one by day, he gave the 3rd secretly, and the 4th he gave openly. And so in return for giving up all of his property for the sake of Allah, Allah the Almighty revealed the following verse, which is found in chapter number 2, verse 274, which says, "As for those who spend their property by night and by day, secretly and openly, they have their reward from their Lord, and they shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve." Now, on the same occasion, like some of the other verses, this verse is not applied to anyone other than Imam Ali. And so the revelation of this verse about Imam Ali is one of Imam Ali's special merits, his special honors. And most of the commentators of the Holy Quran believe that this verse was revealed in relation to Imam Ali. And so here is the profound lesson that we should give charity to the extent possible, even if it is a little. But what is important is that we give in charity. A beautiful lesson brought to us all by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
You know, there are now translations. I'm sure Gujarati, there is a translation of Nahj Balagha. I'm not sure about it. There is. Urdu, there are multiple translations. In Urdu, actually, there is a CD, I'm told, all the khutbas. You put it in your car whenever you are traveling. If you are alone, you know, listen to those khutbas of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Maybe that can be done even in English. The translation in English also, there are actually two translations of the complete book. The better one, the preferred one, is by Sayyid Ali Raza from Pakistan, which has been published in Iran, also in many other places in US, with commentaries of many, khutbas, which has been taken from the Urdu translation with the footnotes of the Urdu translation done by Mufti Jafar Hussain Marhum, and also the translation of the very extensive introduction to Nahj al-Balagha by one of the prominent Shia alim of India in the last century, Allama Ali Naqi Naqvi, Naqad Sahib Marhum. And these things are all available now in English. Go and look at it. And this is where we have to really think about it, that if the whole world is looking at Amir al-Mu'mineen and his sayings and his words of wisdom, what are the Shias doing? We talk about, organizing our life, principles of, humanity and this and that. We have a source in home and we are not even turning to that. Let me repeat the words of Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri about it. He says, the Shias, when it comes to Nahj al-Balagha and Ali, they are actually like the vendor who sells perfume door to door. So we always say, this is Ali, 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 this is Nahj al-Balagha, Nahj al-Balagha. We sell Ali and Nahj al-Balagha to the whole world, but like that vendor of perfume who sells perfume to the whole world doesn't ever use it on himself. So what is the point in about talking about Ali, talking about Nahj al-Balagha, but not opening it and reading it and using it for ourselves? And so let us not be like the seller of the perfume who sells the perfume to the whole world but doesn't use it on himself.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.